KBSI on the World with Bob Zimmerman of Behind the Black, and we're headed to the planet Mars. A summer dust storm in northern Mars, if I get this correct. It takes me in two different directions, and it's being tracked by Alamal. What is Alamal, Bob?
Alamal is the orbiter the UAE sent to Mars a few years ago. It's designed to take global pictures of the planet and mostly to study its atmosphere. And so it is in the last 6 months, in September, it tracked a dust storm in the northern polar regions of Mars in the summer. And this is unusual. This is not some kind of storm they normally see. And in addition, it had a front line, you know, those storms you sometimes see in on Earth where there's like a giant cloud like an engulf a city. Well, this kind of storm kind of had the same thing. And so I got pictures on Behind the Black showing two images, one taken at 4 a.m. Mars time, and then another one taken 3 hours later showing the storm. What's interesting about this storm is it seems to be tied, this windstorm, dust storm, seems to be tied to the geology and geography of Mars's northern polar ice cap, because it seems linked to a very giant canyon in the ice cap that's about 300 miles long and about a mile deep. It appears that the temperature differences in that canyon produce winds that might be what created this dust storm. It's very cool. And Alamal, UAE's orbiter around Mars, is the one that's tracked this, John.
There are two rovers on Mars, Perseverance and Curiosity. Curiosity is taking a detour. I imagine, Bob, the detour sign was well marked up ahead.
Well, to a certain extent, yes. What has happened is, you know, back in the spring, Curiosity had to back out of the route it had always planned to take because the ground was too rough. So they spent the last, I don't know, 6-7 months working their way up Mount Sharp on a route that they had not planned to take. Well, they've gotten to a point where they could get back on their regular planned route. But rather than continue uphill, they've decided to take that route downhill to a point next to a ridgeline that they had hoped to explore. And so that's the detour. They're going to go downhill for a bit to see the place they couldn't get to before and spend some research time there and then move uphill. And, of course, this is just, you know, cool stuff. I've got a great panorama that they took where they're located and, you know, the, in among the hills and the mountains of Mount Sharp. And so the terrain is always quite beautiful, John.
And they're being cautious about the wheels. I take that. I mean,
yes, that's one of the reasons this detour took place, was to protect the wheels.
Now, Bob's update on sunspots. The solar maximum in, what, two, three more years. Any change?
It appears right now the sun is once again doing things it shouldn't, and we don't expect or predict. It continues to be more active than any of the predictions, but it also is not ramping up like it normally would. Normally, it would ramp up very, very fast. That's been the history for the last 3 centuries. Instead, it ramped up very fast, and then over the last 5 months, it's kind of paused at the same level, and it's still doing that. And that's not what usually it does. And so who knows what's going to happen? The next year or so will tell us something, but it's surely not telling us what we think we know. And I think that's really fantastic, John.
And tree rings. Tree rings are an exotic form of dating of geological and meteorological phenomena. What have you found in a tree ring, Bob?
Scientists have discovered that the uncertainty of science is truly certain. There had been spikes in tree ring data of carbon-14 found about a decade and a half ago that they thought were tied to solar flares. Well, researchers looked at things closely, in other words, an active sunspot, and they've looked at this more closely, and they've decided that nope, those spikes were not caused by solar flares, but they really don't know what caused them. And so that's the uncertainty of science, John. The sun will affect us, but we don't necessarily know how or when or where.
And finally, a glacier sea on Mars. To what end, Bob? Is this something we've seen before?
This is a cool image on my website. It's an image of the glaciers on Mars. There are a lot of them. And the glacier itself is just Mars alien. And so I put it up on Behind the Black because it's Mars and it's alien and it really is cool looking.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.